Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it.
My guest today is Dilesh Kamdar, General Manager of the Design and Verification EDA businesses at Keysight. Nilesh has also held roles as Portfolio Manager and Director, Software Business and Operations Team at Keysight. Nilesh joined Hewlett-Packard in 1999 in the EESoft EDA division. Over his 25-year career, he worked in various leadership roles, including leading the learning product team, circuit simulation and architecture team, application engineering, and customer success teams. Welcome to the podcast, Nilesh.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
You know, I know, Nilesh, we've met before at conferences and such, but, you know, can you tell us how you first got started in semiconductors and a little bit about your journey?
Yeah, absolutely. When I was just joining college, I really wanted to do software. I wanted to be a computer software engineer, and I grew up in India, and internet had just shown up. And I wanted to be a computer networking engineer. So that's what I wanted to do. I came to the US to do my graduate studies, and that's what I signed up for. And I encountered a very interesting professor that was all into RF and microwave engineering. She still works in the industry today. Her name is Cynthia First. And I got completely enamored by her way of teaching, the concept of high frequencies and Maxwell's equations and what they do. And that's sort of my entry into a completely different field than software, more into hardware. And very soon I realized that all of these interesting technologies in the high frequency space are all IC designs, and it led me down into semiconductor. It was not at all planned. I was totally headed down a different path. I was going to work at Cisco probably, and I completely changed into a different field.
Ah, interesting. So congratulations on your new role as general manager of the design and verification business at Keysight.
Thank you. Thanks, Daniel. It's been a fascinating journey for me. As I mentioned, I encountered Keysight EDA tools at the time, HP EDA tools, 25 years ago in university. I was using it to learn about Smith charts and how to do matching networks, and that was kind of exciting. And little did I know, a year later, I was actually interviewing with the team that built those tools. And just fascinating that there was an entire group of people, really, really smart people, designing EDA tools. And so that was sort of my journey into Keysight. And, you know, I've been really privileged and honored to be the leader and the general manager of the unit today.
Yeah, you know, Keysight is celebrating a 10-year milestone this year. The company has transformed over the past 10 years from its initial start. You know, in this age of AI, the EDA industry is evolving rapidly, right? I mean, what is your vision for Keysight moving ahead, and what are the key trends that engineers and technologists need to pay attention to over the next, say, 5 years?
No, great question. So we are very excited to celebrate our 10-year anniversary as Keysight. Great to join double digits. From a company perspective, from a Keysight perspective, there's been a lot of growth. There's been many new businesses added to Keysight. Many new employees have come into Keysight. A lot of it is organic growth, a lot of it is inorganic growth. And Keysight has shown really good success in its marketplaces and within Wall Street. The business unit that I'm part of is a small part of Keysight, so the design and verification EDA business unit. And we've also had a lot of growth. The EDA business is strong, but as I look forward, there's just a lot of opportunity, as you said, with AI, but also in new areas that span multi-physics. So we are starting to explore what happens as we go beyond electronic design automation. And we are introducing multi-physics solutions related to photonics. We are also introducing solutions related to quantum. And it's just fascinating to see brand new areas. The traditional EDA space that also keeps growing, there's always a demand for more more features, more functions, more speed, but exploring brand new areas, which is creating completely new markets and use cases, is the fascinating part. So it ties into the drive for hypercomputing or exponential computing, which is probably not going to be met just by pure electronics or copper. It's going to go into light and photonics and potentially in the future with quantum computing.
Right. Yeah, you know, in my experience, partnerships are very valuable and provide a strategic direction for majority of the industry. Where has Keysight found strength with their foundry and partner relationships, and why are these relationships important to business?
At Keysight, I am a strong believer that we succeed and we provide better value to customers when we truly think of all the different things that can impact customers. And I would be the first one to admit that what that means is most likely customers need solutions from more than one place, from more than one vendor. It would be great if they only buy Keysight EDA tools, but I know that that's not the case. So partnerships are integral in the way we work. We have a partnerships team. One form of partnerships is how we support the ecosystem. So in semiconductors, there's always foundry IP that needs to be accessed by customers in the forms of PDKs. And we partner with foundries to create PDKs, to certify PDKs. In many cases, we need to work with another EDA vendor. And when we've successfully done this with several times with other companies like Ansys and Synopsys to create an even better PDK and support what is needed by customers. Sometimes the creation of value doesn't involve foundry IP. It involves just two companies coming together. So we've seen many interesting opportunities for customers to require solutions where we work with another company like Siemens. So we've introduced solutions for the PCB board market where we partner with Siemens. We've introduced solutions in the high-speed board market where we partnered with a company like Altium. Overall, I believe partnerships is a very solid foundation of the way we do business here at Keysight and is a consistent way of providing compelling value to our customers.
Great. You know, AI and machine learning are driving the need for high throughput data transmission at sub terahertz frequencies. How are Keysight's tools preparing RF and microwave engineers for this new paradigm?
Yeah, so AI is a big conversation and a big source of investment in my team and my business. Ever since OpenAI introduced ChatGPT, I think the world believes that there can be a new technology wave that will impact us. I see AI being a very force multiplier for my developers. So I have a large team of software developers in-house. Their use of generative AI to write throwaway code or to experiment with an idea just makes them much more powerful. So that is just one aspect of what AI can bring to the table. The other part that AI can bring to the table is just creating a new world of EDA tools where we have agentific AI everywhere. So there'll be AI agents for any task that you do, and that will support you and make you more productive. The simplest thing is chatbots. Everyone's seen chatbots. You go to a website, you invariably see a chatbot. You can go to ChatGPT and have a conversation there. That will be there in all EDA tools, right? And at the basic level, the chatbot should help you find your solution faster or help you answer your questions faster. The other part of the chatbot is a copilot. It's like, okay, you are now able to give me information, but can you actually do something with it? Again, this is the not just asking, let's say, ChatGPT for restaurant recommendations in your city, but also to ask it to make the reservation for you for 7 p.m. tonight, right? So can a co-pilot kick in your EDA tool and not just give you answers, but actually do something? This takes us down a very interesting path. It's like for you to do something, your tool set needs to be controlled through APIs, right? If we talk about machine learning in general, what you need is for machines to operate the algorithm so that they can learn. Machines can operate the algorithm if you fundamentally change your tool set to be controlled through APIs and hence machines. This is a very interesting journey. Again, I look back 25 years, a lot of EDA tools were netlist based. You actually operated on the EDA tools through the command line, through command of some kind. And then they moved into graphical user interface, and we have all these interesting GUI, and they're very valuable, but they have limits on how much complexity they can achieve. And they have limits on how much throughput you can get through a human controlling, you know, file simulate, file save, etc. But if you could do that through an API, you could do it 10,000 times in a second if you wanted to. And that is the beauty of what AI brings to the table. So going back to a chatbot being able to control the EDA environment, being able to control everything, all the algorithms through APIs, allows us to automate all workflows. And at its simplest format, to me, AI essentially is automation of your workflow. And if you can achieve that, and if you can insert a very complex learning algorithm in place, that's great, that's cherry on the top. If you don't have complex algorithms and all you achieved was automation, that's still a force multiplier for you as an organization. So I'm fascinated by all the work we have done so far in the scope of AI, but I know this is barely scratching the surface. There's just a lot more to come in the future with AI integrating into EDA tools.
Yeah, and you know, with technologies like 3D heterogeneous integration, you know, integrating diverse materials and circuits, what are the top challenges designers face, and how do Keysight solutions tackle these challenges?
Yeah, the heterogeneous integration challenges or 3D IC challenges, kind of very similar to the chiplet world. This is an indication of where we are with Moore's Law. Moore's Law took us a long way with pure improvements when it came to IC performance and the capacity within ICs, but that is slowing down. However, if you expand the concept of Moore's Law to a system, to a package, to multiple chips in an environment, I think there's still some legs left in Moore's Law. And essentially that is going to be able to solve a lot of our exponential computing requirements or scaling of computing requirements. So there's a lot of work done in chiplets or heterogeneous integrations. I want to talk about that. Where Keysight EDA comes from, we specialize in high frequency problems. Our EDA solutions are tuned to solve high frequency or high speed problems. And so we look at what does a millimeter wave chiplet look like, right? Not a GPU and HBM next to each other, even though that's an interesting problem that has some high speed signal integrity challenges. What would happen if at 60 gigahertz, you were to 3D stack two chips, a custom chip that's doing some kind of a RF transceiver in a military environment, and memory next to that custom chip, right? What would that look like? And they're operating at really, really high frequencies. Keysight has a long history of working in high frequencies, so we feel we are much closer to this problem. A lot of people also know Keysight to be a test and measurement company or a hardware solution provider company. One of the interesting aspects of this is Keysight is a semiconductor company itself. There is a fab in our headquarters in Santa Rosa, and Keysight builds its own indium phosphide and gallium arsenide chips. Keysight also does some packaging work. So we have access to not only the problem, but also people that want to solve that problem in-house. So Keysight comes to this in a different mindset. And if we are able to solve 3D heterogeneous integration problems for really, really high frequencies inside the company, we think we will also solve this for a lot of use cases and customers that care about similar problems. We see this in 6G as we explore frequencies beyond 6 GHz. We also see this in aerospace and satellite communications. So very excited and bullish about what heterogeneous integration might mean in the millimeter wave world.
Yeah, I agree completely. You know, you and I both have been in the industry long enough to remember when EDA was not considered a good investment. That's changed dramatically in the recent years. Where do you see EDA evolving in general as AI becomes even more important?
Yeah, I think EDA has come a really, really long way. It's kind of interesting. There was times when I would go to DAC and it felt like 1,000 vendors in the exhibits area, and that shrunk. There's been a lot of consolidation for EDA, but that also means EDA has gotten very good spotlight, because EDA companies today are much, much larger. They are as large as some of the system companies, as some of the phone companies or the device companies that exist out there. So that is really, really fascinating. I think what has happened is EDA has become integral for success in semiconductors, for success in hard problems. And I feel that the opportunity, and I touched upon this earlier, the opportunity for us is in multiphysics. And I see EDA going beyond the E part of EDA, going beyond electronics, getting into interesting areas. Well, what would happen when thermal and electronics interact? What would happen when vibration happens on a board or IC, or the environment changes drastically? What would happen with light and thermal and electronics all in the same place? So I think the multi-physics aspects of EDA allow us to explore beyond EDA into more mechanical tools or more other physics tools. And we see this happening throughout the industry. Recently, Keysight acquired a CAE company called ESI that brings in a portfolio of really strong mechanical tools and environments. And we see this also happening in other EDA companies. There have been similar acquisitions where traditional EDA companies have now ventured out into CFD space or CAE spaces and getting there. So I think that's one of the transformations that I see, where the complexity of the system design and the system challenge is so much that walking into that with one tool out of your toolbox is not enough. And the toolbox just grew in a fairly large way to have very, very different kinds of tools. So I see that as a really encouraging sign for where EDA is headed and taking us into FY25 and beyond.
Final question, Nilesh. With tools like Keysight's Engineering Lifecycle Management platform, how does Keysight help customers streamline IP and engineering lifecycle management to realize measurable ROI?
So some of the listeners may know that Keysight acquired a company called Cleosoft. And Cleosoft has been a really great software vendor providing version control and engineering lifecycle management tool. So the engineering lifecycle management tool comes from the Cleosoft portfolio, and it has a platform called the Hub platform, which is designed to be a comprehensive solution that measures and maintains the entire lifecycle of engineering projects and IP. And this platform serves as a single source of truth for IP and engineering knowledge so that all stakeholders have access to the most up-to-date information. The key strength of this Hub platform is the ability to streamline IP and engineering lifecycle management, provide advanced data management for IC designs. It integrates with all EDA tools, including, of course, Keysight EDA tools. And the platform enhances design data integrity, security, collaboration, has features like IP cataloging, reuse of IP, optimize IP, monetize IP. And all of these things can really lead to measurable outcomes and ROI for our customers. So that is one of our newer products and newer features that has been introduced. And we see that having a lot of value for customers and IP providers today.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with Cleosoft. Great company. Great acquisition, by the way. Yeah. And I see you guys at conferences. You know, you and I meet at conferences quite a bit. Will you be at the Chiplet Summit in January? I know Keysight will be, but will you be there as well?
Yeah, I will be at the Chiplet Summit. I got invited to participate in a couple of different ways. Our marketing team is trying to figure out what would the right presence be, but I'm definitely going to be there. And I might even be doing a talk or two at the conference. So I look forward to that.
Yeah, I look forward to it as well. Thanks for your time, and we'll see you at the Chiplet Summit.
Thank you so much.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.